This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July is in U.S. custody and heading home after being expelled from North Korea into China, the United States announcing on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Private Travis King made a sudden dash into the North in July. U.S. officials told reporters he appeared to be in good health and spirits and was very happy to be on his way home. The Swedish government retrieved King in North Korea and brought him over the border into China, where he was taken into U.S. custody. The shocking case triggered heated discussions within the U.S. government, but Washington declined to declare him a prisoner of war. Instead, North Korea appears to have treated his case like one of illegal immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting there. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan plan to avoid a government shutdown in a couple of days, as Republicans in the House of Representatives remain locked in a stalemate. We get more from Washington correspondent from the AP, Sagar Magani.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy is trying to get hard-right Republicans to approve a temporary House measure to keep the government running, which Tennessee's Andy Ogles and others have said they will never do.
I'm a no, and will remain a no.
Even as McCarthy insists he'll hold a test vote Friday, Chuck Schumer and Senate leaders are urging him to allow a vote on their bill.
It would pass. It would pass.
But Florida House Republican Byron Donald simply says no.
That thing is dead over here. Are you kidding me?
A shutdown would start Sunday, though President Biden says it's not inevitable. Still asked what can be done to avoid one.
If I knew that, I would have done it already.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Oversight and Accountability Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is set to hold its first hearing later today in an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Republicans allege that when Biden was vice president, his son, Hunter Biden, used the family name to advance his business with foreign clients. Republicans also say the president himself profited from his son's business. Biden has denied any wrongdoing. The press secretary described the hearing as a political stunt. Burkina Faso's military's government is claiming to have disrupted a coup attempt. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Burkina Faso's military junta on Wednesday said a coup attempt had been thwarted the previous day by security and intelligence services without providing specifics on what had happened. In a statement, it said officers and others had planned to destabilize the country with, quote, the dark intention of attacking the institutions of the republic and plunging our country into chaos. It did not identify anyone, but said some arrests have been made and searches continue for others. Quote, investigations will help unmask the instigators of this plot, it said. The capital, Ouagadougou, appeared calm as of Wednesday evening. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Malayan political groups express outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule. The ruling junta on Monday announced a delay to the presidential election scheduled for February in the jihadi-hit West African nation. The reasons given for the postponement included issues linked to the adoption this year of a new constitution and a review of the electoral list. In a landmark court case in France, six young climate activists take on 32 European nations. We get the full explanation from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The group of Portuguese young adults and children between 11 and 24 years of age are at the European Court of Human Rights, where they're accusing the European governments of violating their human rights for what they say is a failure to adequately address climate change. It's the first climate change case filed with the court and could compel governments to significantly slash emissions and build cleaner infrastructure. The court's rulings are legally binding on member countries. A decision in the case is not expected, though, for several months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Seven U.S. Republican presidential candidates debated Wednesday night, each trying to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces four criminal indictments. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.